Okay, so here's the very special premiere of the DEF CON opening video. So pay attention, and hopefully we also have audio to go with it.
Can I push it?
Now you can push the button. Yes, push the button.
Welcome to DEF CON. I'm Russ. I am Chief of Operations this year. Hi, Russ. Thank you. We have Lost Boy. We have our wonderful speaker goons that have kept you entertained all morning and threatened to throw you down the stairs. Is Jeff Moss in any of these seats? Okay. All right. So, it's been a long time to get to 22. We'll let some other people talk about the theme and how we got to this, and you can read about it in the program as well. Does everybody have the red glasses this year? I hear a lot of no's and a lot of yeses. If you don't have them, go by Reg, and maybe later today or tomorrow we'll put some at the info booth. You're going to want those. All the signs, all the programs and everything, you'll find some interesting stuff. So, the kind of theme this year is disobey, and that's what we're all doing. All right. Welcome to the conference. How many of you are new? Who's not been here before? Holy crap. How did you make it 22 years and not realize this was here? I was struck.
I'm going to interrupt Russ real quick. So the badge challenge is going live. Damn it, I missed it. I'll tell you about it in a minute. I was trying to answer a call that's part of people working on the badge challenge right now. So, go ahead.
Yeah, so there's an active badge contest every year, and there's one going right now. And he's got a super secret phone number, and he's gotten 30 calls.
In the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. And so we're going to answer one if they call while we're on stage, and you guys can taunt them appropriately. So yeah, I figured out when we ran out of badges that we had a lot more people than we expected. And so, surprise, we can't tell you how many badges we had. It was more than 100, obviously. Hey, is there an echo up there on the top? I've always wondered. Yeah, did you see the delay? It took a second for the sound to get up there.
Hello.
Hey, Russ.
Are you in the audience? Number? Are you in the opening ceremonies?
He's right there.
Yeah, I'm right
the lights are killing me. I can't see who it is. So, a quick question for you. When did you find the number?
Last night.
Last night? So you were one of the hundreds of calls I got at about 3 o'clock this morning?
I think we were closer to 11 or maybe midnight.
Oh, it was earlier? So these calls happened all night long last night. Anyway, we'll talk.
It was a good idea.
We'll talk more about it when I get into the thing. I'll let Russ come back. Anyway, give the guy a hand.
Yeah. All right, so we have a lot of really cool stuff going on this weekend. I hope you guys will stay involved. Remember, this con is what you make of it. If you sit on your butt and you don't do anything, you're going to get a fat butt. If you get up and move around, talk to people, meet people, go to talks, interact with contests, the organizers, that kind of stuff, you'll learn a lot, you'll leave here happy, and the world will be peaceful and gummy bears from here on out. I love you too. So I'm going to let this go. Look for some surprises. Is it today? Later tomorrow? We've got some stuff coming that's not in the program and was unannounced and has caused our security goons no end of headaches. But look for some cool stuff. Make sure you move around. Get to the contest area. This is Lost Boy. He made your badges. He loves you. Good night.
So do the hands one more time for those of this your first DEF CON. Even up top. Man, that spot's killing me. Wow. How many of you from out of the country? Wow, welcome. Give those guys a hand for traveling here.
Ask them how many don't understand English.
How many of you didn't understand that question? Oh, welcome, you guys. Friday morning. For those of you who are new and unaware, so we do like 101 and stuff like that on Thursday, but today is the day we officially open the conference. Like Russ graciously said, for the past several years, it's been Russ and I doing these opening ceremonies. If you want to talk about that, we can talk about that later. Welcome. We're glad to have you. Thank you to those of you who traveled. How many of you had any inkling of a clue what to expect before you came here, since we have so many noobs this year? I mean, seriously knew what you were walking into. And how many of you still have no freaking clue what you're doing here? Yeah, that's how I feel, too. Yeah. So Joe Grant did the badge designs for the first 5 years that we did electronic badges. And then he went and was doing his TV show and everything else, and then Jeff had stepped up and asked me to take over doing badge design because of the work I had done on the Mystery Challenge. I'd like to tell that story kind of to set the stage for what it is that's going on that might help explain to you guys so it makes a little more sense, and also as words of encouragement to try and get you involved in the conference, whether it's through contests or even just talking to other people. So my very first DEF CON, like many of you, I came by myself. I didn't know anybody. And I competed in a contest. And I actually wasn't going to say that, but thank you for the comment. And we're getting another phone call. but through that contest, I actually met my lovely wife, who is here in the front row today. Yeah. So the prize in a contest may be, you know, companionship. Wait, is that advocating something that we shouldn't talk about? Anyway, so the Mystery Challenge was a puzzle contest. And what we were trying to do is increase the participation in the badge challenge because every attendee gets a badge. And the Mystery Challenge was, the bar was set really high. You had to spend most of your con doing this contest. In fact, a lot of people came to DEF CON just to do the Mystery Challenge in the later years. So my first year, we decided not even to do an electronic badge because everybody had come to expect it, and we're always trying to change things up. And the focus of the badge that year was the puzzle contest around it, the crypto, the linguistics, the mathematics, the social engineering, the hacking, the lockpicking, physical security, all kind of rolled into one. The intention being that everybody would have something that they could do in the contest and it would cause them to find someone else with the complementary skills so that it would increase communication between the attendees. And I try and do that every year. I try and design things into the badge contest and challenge that forces you to interact with other people, because some of us, as you know, have a certain personality type that may be less than favorable to social situations. Is that a nice way of saying that? As I speak in front of thousands. For me, it's all about the people. I have to sit down, and the problem that I face every year is most of you guys are way smarter than I am. And I have to come up with something that's entertaining for you, that's not ridiculously stupid simple, so it keeps you intellectually entertained, but is also solvable in a finite amount of time during the space of the time of the conference. That's a harder challenge than you think. So those of you that are out there trying to solve cryptographic problems in the real world, you're trying to make an unsolvable or an unbreakable cipher. I'm trying to design a cipher that really smart people can look at for 2 days, get an epiphanal moment on the third day, and solve. So I have to introduce flaws into the systems that I design. And I found that it's actually the same process that we as hackers go through finding the flaws, except I'm implanting them in the system instead of discovering them. And it's kind of like reverse engineering, if that makes any sense. Like some weird Inception reference. I just negated it. So, let's talk a little bit about this year. First of all, are the Parallax folks in the audience? Did any of you make it? Is that Ken back there? Is Ken here? Ken, can you stand up? Oh, Chip is here too. Chip, stand up. So, I don't know if you've all been watching the Twitter feeds and Parallax's website. Since the chip on your badge this year, for those of you who haven't taken a good look at it, is a propeller chip from Parallax. Guilty confession, I am a former employee of Parallax, and they hold a place near and dear in my heart and always will. So Chip is actually the creator of the basic stamp, those of you familiar, which is basically the grandparent of what you all know as the Arduino and everything else, because Chip started that whole shebang of taking a microcontroller and making it more accessible to the wider audience. A lot of people don't know that. They've been birthed into this community and the maker community through the Arduino and other things. It was actually, those of you, how many of you remember the basic stamp? Yeah, give it a hand. So there were some instances, and I'll let you guys sit in a minute, I swear. There were some instances that happened. There was a badge design done prior to the one that you have, and it used a different architecture. And some things happened, and I had to move to a different architecture with an incredibly insane time scale. For those of you who've done any type of production, electronic design, anything like that, you understand how insane it is. So I called up Ken and said, Ken, can we make this happen? And we turned this around in an insane time scale for production. And to make the real punch at the end, we have talked to Chip, and Parallax has announced they've actually open sourced the chip. We're announcing it here, and they announced on the website yesterday, I believe, right? So they have open sourced the propeller chip that's on your badge, and Chip is actually releasing Verilog code that you can all go download, so now you can emulate your badge in different FPGAs and things like that. So in addition to Ken, is John in the audience? Did you make it, John? Is he not here? So you'll also notice there's another name on the back of your badge, which is John Williams. John was a coworker, a colleague when I was at Parallax, and now you, if those of you who read Nuts and Volts magazine may see articles and things that he has written. He's a very dear friend, and due to the time scale, referencing back to the I found my wife at DEF CON, I was actually slated to be married 1 week after we started design on the badge this year. So I called it in a favor from John, and we worked together along with the guys at Parallax and Ken and put this together. And because John and I worked on this together, I put his name on the badge as well. He will be here. He'll be in the Hardware Hacking Village along with, I think, some of the Parallax folks. So if you have questions and things like that, many of the libraries that we used when we wrote the firmware for the badge or the code for the badge are John's. I extended Chip's serial object and things like that to add some crypto elements to it and things like that. And we gave you all of that code on the conference CD, so you all have it. All of the software and tools for development for this architecture are free. so you can go and start messing around with your badge. So give guys, yeah. So give those guys a hand for helping out. Because honestly, it would not have happened this year without them, without John and Parallax. It would not have happened. In addition to that, if you want to see more interesting things, you may have noticed there is a talk this year on the prop lane that Russ and myself and a couple other folks, where we take the DEF CON 20 badge, and you can use this year's badge as well, to do encryptors with your badge. So to facilitate that, everyone take your badge and look at the front of it, and you look underneath the chip. You'll notice that there's a series of pads. For those of you who are not familiar with PCB lingo, those are the parts that you would solder to if you were going to attach components to the board. And there's some exposed copper pads that those of you that do design and are familiar with these things may wonder, you know, what the hell is that? So we took a circle pad and we basically split it in half with a trace in the middle. And what that facilitates is if you want to remove a part that's connected to the chip, you take a razor blade and you cut right through the middle. There's a real thin trace connecting the two halves of that circle. So you, in essence, hack the part off of the board without desoldering the part. Now, if you want that part back, you just put a solder blob across those two halves of that pad and you bring it back again. What that gives you the ability to do is after the conference, you can remove components from the board electrically, and you have breakouts of all of the IOs on the sides, so you can use it as a development platform or as something to mess around with outside of it. So we tried to facilitate giving you something at the conference that after you go home is still in a usable form. And for something, for those of you who have never programmed on a microcontroller before, it gives you a platform to start messing around with right away. You get free software. It's a standard micro USB connector. With a computer, you're ready to go. So you're welcome. Those of you that are new, there are elements of cryptography and linguistics and other things embedded throughout the conference. You may have noticed some strange symbols and markings on your lanyards. You may have noticed things on the floors, specifically the floor circles that we have out in the conference space, the signs, the program itself, other places that I won't mention. We're really trying to involve all aspects of the conference in the badge challenge. I'm really trying to draw more people in because we don't have epiphanal moments anymore like we used to because now people have instant gratification and instant solutions to problems. You've heard me say this before, like I think magic is ruined in the world because of the internet, which is sad, and I'm trying to bring that back through the stuff that I'm doing because a kid, if he wants to know how a magic trick is done, he just goes to Google and he looks it up and somebody somewhere has posted something. With very few exceptions. And that kind of magic and mystery is stuff that I enjoy. That's why my first contest was called the Mystery Challenge. So we're very, very happy to have all of you here. This is DEF CON 22. We've been going for 22 years, and the only way that this conference keeps going is from people like you. We're appreciative to have those that have traveled from so far. I said this in my one-on-one talk. No one at this conference is unapproachable. If they are unapproachable, they're a dick and we don't want them here. So, yeah. I mean, I was just like you guys and I'm way not as smart as, you see the grammar thing there? I did that on purpose for my mother, who is in the front row. Say hi, Mom. Got it. Okay. Now, to answer a question that I've gotten both through emails and Twitter for the past couple days, the next question I always get is, how do I get involved in things like doing the badge challenge? Find a group of people that are sitting out marking down codes on the floor. Find a group of people that you see all taking their lanyards off and looking at. Have you all taken a good look at the back of your lanyard, by the way? I put it on the part behind your neck for a reason. Because it encourages you to go up and talk to somebody because you can't casually walk by and just see what they have on their lanyard. You have to actually stop, and it's actually an imposition to take it off. So it fosters a moment of a temporal buffer, if you will, to let you have some communication. That's why I did that. That's why it's annoyingly on the back of your neck instead of easily on the side. Please come up and say hi. I can't give you any more information without spoiling stages of the badge challenge. I have embedded in the contest means of finding hints and things like that. Next year, I hope to do some more interesting stuff. I'm going to clear with Russ and Jeff and things like that. I've got some big plans for next year, and I'm trying to build off of this year. So I'm very humbled when I come to DEF CON every year, because people compliment me and say, we love the stuff that you're doing, and it still dumbfounds me that the stupid stuff that I do is found entertaining by you guys. So thank you. Thank you for... We were hoping Jeff might make it, but is that going to happen, Russ? Do you know if Jeff is going to make it at all?
You're not whispering at all.
Hello.
I don't know. I haven't heard from you. Just go ahead.
Watch
go.
This. Pinge opnen murum opta. I want to see what they put. Hello? Oh, they skipped it. Hey, Jeff is here! He made it! Woo! Everybody, the reason we're here, Jeff Moss.
we totally did not plan that. I'm walking down there and I see my name and I'm like, I better hurry the fuck up. So, hey, thanks for coming. So I don't know what they've said, so I don't want to contradict them. Now, I just want to thank everybody for coming. I just want to point out a couple things we try to do every year, and I'm not sure if Russ covered it, but one of the big challenges doing a show like this is what do we do with everybody? And it turns out we don't really have to figure that out. You guys are smart enough to figure it out yourselves. We just have to give you opportunities, and you'll do whatever you want. So this year we've tried doing things like the privacy and crypto village. I'm trying to come up with new villages, right? Find a way to split you guys up so you can meet other people that are like-minded. Maybe you don't want to be in a big room. Maybe you want to chill out and meet some other people. How do you do that? We already have a lockpick village. We already have hardware hacking. We already have Wi-Fi. Well, maybe now there's some people who want to do some more defense. Let's try to grow the packet forensics, the forensic side of the business. Okay, we're going to do the giant wall of sheep village because those guys wanted to step up and try it. And it was kind of funny. It was like unleashing almost like a tidal wave. We're like, well, we can give you your own space. And they're like, great, we've already built a village, like a village. And there's like, you know, you look at that thing and they went crazy. Oh, and we're going to need like 19 projectors. It's like, that's like a third of all the projectors for the whole conference. No, we really need like 19 projectors. And so I find with this community, you give them an inch and they take a mile and they just invent really cool stuff. So I'm thinking like this one small thing and they come up with this whole universe. And that's what's so awesome about this community, is because it's exceeded my imagination every year. I mean, every year shit happens that we would never have conceived of. That to you guys were like, oh yeah, of course I have to connect the Pony Express to the blimp and drift it over the pool and get the porn star's phone number. I mean, that's... that's what you do, right? It's like, I guess so. Yeah, I was going to do that later. Just haven't gotten around to that yet. So then this year we also have, the tamper-evident village. It's turned into a village, and now we've expanded that. This year there's a badge counterfeiting contest. And so I'll just give you a little bit of the history there. It was every year people would try to counterfeit these badges, and every year we would try to make it harder or a little different. So part of the reason why we never tell anybody what we're doing is we want to make it a little bit hard for the counterfeiters. Well, they've gotten really good. But, you know, it's to the point now where, like, if you can counterfeit the badge, I said to somebody, like, you should probably just be allowed in. I mean, because isn't that, like, the right mentality? Yeah. So we're like, well, but we don't want mass production counterfeiting. That's against the spirit. But if you yourself can do a one-off that's so awesome, it gets past everybody, you probably spent half the con in your room anyway. So you should probably just come in and show off how cool it was and how you did it. I would love to get a talk together and have them talk about the challenges of the badge and how they got around it and how they defeated it so we could all learn. And so finally, one of those guys, I said it enough, one of those guys came forward and said, you know what, that's me. I was the guy. And so now one of the guys is running the badge counterfeiting contest. And it was so funny because I think we had Ryan on the, we had Ryan on the phone, and Ryan designs the badges. And so he's like, yeah, but how did you get around the flame mark on the titanium? It's like, oh, well, that was a lemon juice in an oven at 400 degrees for an hour. And then he's like, yeah, but that had a unique twist to it. It's like, yeah, yeah, but I rub a thing in a linear direction, and then I spin it. It's like, oh. Yeah, so it's really awesome. Like, you think you're inventing the super technique to defend, and they come up with an awesome attack with, like, lemon juice and a gummy bear. And so, so this year, that's a contest. That's a thing, because I want to give people this creative outlet. And so I want more ideas. This year, I was doing this media server every year, and I'm going to make this awesome media server, and it's going to plug in, and you guys are going to download everything. And then I realized, if you plugged in and tried to download everything, you would be here for 5 days. You just can't download fast enough. And I was talking to a friend, and he's like, well, you know, that's an interesting engineering problem. How do you move that much data to this many people if they want it? And it's like, well, I don't know, but I probably need, like, so now I have these ridiculous hard drives, RAID 10 with, like, dual 10 gigabit network ports bonded. It's 20 gigabits. It's like, well, that's still not going to work. So I was like, I'll buy hard drive duplicators. Nothing beats like a FedEx truck full of hard drives. And so now we've got like 6 of these giant dupers that do 1 to 11 drives at a time. And you can come in and check in your 4 terabyte hard drive in the morning, and at the end you'll have a copy of like all the con video I can find from all the cons everywhere that I can find. And it's in beta still, and I'm realizing that's not fast enough either. Because it takes like 11 hours to dupe 1 4-terabyte drive.
The queues filled up for people giving drives like the minute they could get to the counter.
Yeah, and so I thought, and it was going to be 3 drives, and now I got basically everything to fit on 2 drives, and the queues are filled up and we're done. And that was like, I don't really want to say a number out loud, but $15,000 of hard drive dupers. And it's done, we're full. So next year we're doing a disk duplication village. And so... Because I realize I'll go broke trying to do any one thing for everybody. We just can't afford it at what we charge. But if you guys bring all of your hard drive duping equipment, see how that works? Now I'm getting you to paint the fence for me. And then, yeah, that's really good. So this is how things happen. And so I don't want to redo everything they said, but this is the spirit of DEF CON, and I just want everybody to feel open and involved and take a chance and start something up. And I'm just really excited that everybody's here and, you know, sitting and paying attention to what I'm saying and actually caring. So that's really cool. And don't be intimidated by the Vader, because this is a friendly Vader. Okay. So, do you have anything you want to say? Yeah, so the only other thing is there's always a little controversy every year. This year you might have noticed, I think the Tor talk was pulled. And other than that, there's not too many talks that have been pulled. And I'm starting to, well, this is something I want to ask you. I'm starting to get this feeling, who here, by show of hands or applause, does this feel to you like the top of the dot-com bubble a little bit? You know, the energy, the opportunities, everybody's got something going on, everybody's got full employment if you want it. It's really starting to feel like sort of the dot-com bubble. And so how many years is this going to last? I don't know, but this is our time. This is our big opportunity. So let's do something with it before it all explodes in a couple of years. You know?
Interesting fact, about 35% of this audience has never been here before.
Yeah, 30-40% is new. Yeah.
It may have been more than that. If you ask them to raise their hands, it's
a... No, I don't want to call them out because then, you know, they might be embarrassed. But you're all new anyway. Okay, who hears this the first time to DEF CON? Right? Okay, now, how did you hear about us? Just raise your hand if it was a friend, word of mouth kind of thing. Yeah. And who here because of our, you know, our advertisement in Time magazine? So that's how we've grown. This is like, there's no money for advertising.
Are any of you meeting Nigerian princes here?
Yeah. You'll deposit the money with me after the Nigerian prince gives it to you. So... that's how we grow, word of mouth, because that's the best advertising. Turns out that's the most valuable advertising there is in the industry, and it's also the thing that's free. So I'm all for that. Because we can't compete against the marketing of an RSA, and nor would we want to, because we always have these debates like, should we change this part of the con? Should we tell? And we're like, you know, if they don't want to come, just they won't show up. It's like, if we don't want them to be here or they don't want to be here, that's fine. I can actually go and uninvite and just say, hey, feds, please take a year off, because I don't have like a marketing engine or a P&L that says I have to get as many people as possible on the planet here. No, it's like I need the right kind of people here. I need people who want to be here, not that have been ordered by their boss to show up. And so a lot of times it's like, well, that might not be very corporate friendly. And then the other half of us say, like, you know what? We're a hacking conference. We don't really care. And so that has given us so much freedom to just do what we kind of want to do. And look at how many people respond to that. I mean, how many people, by show of hands, how many people are happy that we just don't take sponsorship dollars ever? You don't see an advertisement anywhere.
Yeah.
So, like, that would be really great if I had all the money from the sponsors. But then you get these problems, like, I really want to speak, and I just gave you $40,000. It's like, well, sorry, guys, you don't get to speak. You know, I don't want to
have anything to say.
Yeah, you don't have anything to say. So we can avoid all these problems. And I think people respond to it because you just want to be here and you don't want to worry about, like, well, what's the hidden agenda? I want you to worry about maybe my hidden agenda and his hidden agenda and other hidden contests. But I think that's just, I'd love for you to come up and tell me if you respond to that or not, or if that was a thing of the 90s or 2000s, and everybody has sponsorship now, so what's the big deal? But I think there's some unique things about the show that you like, and I want to know, is there something new you would like to see, you know? And so we always try to adapt, and the show is a reflection of the people who come, and so sometimes when you hear complaints like, man, I wish it was like it was 10 years ago, it's like, well, I do too, but don't you want more people to know what we're doing? Don't you want more people to be involved and excited? It's more of a, if you're excited and engaged, then it's a win. It's not how many people are here, it's how many of the right people that get it are here, you know, because that's sort of our mission. And so I don't get too worried about the numbers. There's plenty of other shows to go to. If you want to go to a smaller show, that's great. I love small shows, I go to them too. I go to big shows, I go to all shows. But this happens to be the one that we run, and we just focus on trying to get the right people. So I'm totally stoked that you're here. I'm a little amazed that you got up so early. I got up a little later than you. Maybe I was up a little later too, I'm not sure. But I know there's no sleep till Brooklyn tonight. I mean, we're...
Yeah. By the way, yeah, please. So... Yeah, one more time, you know, thank you, Jeff. 22 years. Thank you. And I can tell you, in working with Jeff, he's not just blowing smoke. He really does take your feedback to heart, and he thinks about it, he mills over it, he stresses about it. So if you do have legitimate feedback, this is not one of those you're going to go to Dev Null with your emails that you send and things like that. He really does go through the comments and stuff like that.
And maybe that's just me being a little pedantic, but the reason why you see all this text at the bottom of the screen is we give away all of our content for free pretty much as fast as we can do it, and sometimes it takes a while. And a professor in one of the UC California systems emailed me, and he said, hey, is it okay if I use these 5 videos? I use them for teaching. It was like a lock picking, a physical one, a network one. And I said, sure, you can take it for whatever you want. The attribution, the trademark on all of our content is not for commercial use. So it's copyright-free, except no non-commercial use is prohibited. However I say that. Commercial use is prohibited. Non-commercial use is okay. And he said, well, that's great, but in California next year, I can't show to my students anything without subtitles. It's a new law in California. Has to be easily accessible. I was like, oh, that sucks. All my content is no longer going to be available. And if California does it, everybody else does it. And now teachers across the country in other countries aren't going to use DEF CON talks?
We have 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's no fun. And so I better figure out how to get text. And then that went into this huge adventure on how do we get subtitling and how do we grow from there. And so that's really time-consuming and expensive, but it is so cool because now it's translated on YouTube into other languages. You know, you find people in Japan and Mexico translating it into Spanish and, you know, Portuguese. And so all of a sudden now we're reaching a global audience just because one professor said, hey, it's going to be a problem for me next year. You know, and so that's the cool. Okay, you go back on. Go back on.
Yeah. Good. So, Russ, come up. Come on.
Yeah. So we have what, 5 or 10 minutes? Yeah.
Do you guys have any questions?
Yeah, questions. What do you want to ask? This is the time. Do it.
I'll let you answer that.
Yeah. So why was it torture? I don't think I'm going to say anything you didn't read in the newspaper, because nobody's actually talked to those guys, as far as I can tell. They're like totally quiet. But the rumor mill, or in the intelligence community, they say the rumint, is the rumint is that so there was a breakdown in communication between them and the university and the Tor people, and somehow they got ahead of themselves and didn't follow all the publication guidelines of the university, and that created drama internally. And so, no, it wasn't the NSA bringing down the hammer like it was reported in some newspaper. That was great drama headline to read, but from what I can tell, that's not what happened.
It's all fiction.
Yeah. Well, that's the funny thing. Half of this stuff is fiction when you read about it, you know.
And how many of you almost didn't come because DEF CON was canceled?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to comment about that. So for those of you who are not familiar, it is a long-running tradition that DEF CON is, in fact, canceled. If you put on your red glasses and look at our opening welcome banner, it actually says DEF CON is canceled. As you're walking into DEF CON. Some of you may have seen a tweet that went out with a resignation letter from Jeff. Yeah. I would just like to point something out. Number one, the letter was very well written. I had a number of people come up to me and said, you know, I'm really going to miss Jeff. All I have to say is,
read
the freaking domain, people. Since when is DEF CON putting anything out on a .ws site? Come on. Really? But anyway, that kind of thing, we take it in stride. We encourage it. I mean, most, like Jeff was talking about, not having sponsorship and not worrying about the numbers. We have a long-standing tradition of trying to talk people out of coming to the conference by tricking them into thinking the conference is, in fact, canceled through for legitimate channels. So that's just how we play here. Do you have any other questions?
We have about 5.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. The question was registration faster, please. So, yeah, I'm really sorry about that. You totally caught us. I don't know what happened. I mean, DEF CON 20, our 20th anniversary, we knew there were going to be a lot of people. And so we staffed up and we had a lot of people and we knew there were going to be lines, but there weren't going to be, we're hopefully not terribly long. So since then, every year we add registration staff. And normally what happens is there's a surge on Thursday and it goes for quite a while and then people come over from Black Hat and then people drive in from LA or whatever. And then Friday people get off work and there's like these patterns to when people show up. Not yesterday. Everybody showed up at the same 4 hours. Like, where did you come from? Black Hat is still running. There's like, you know, 7,000 people down the street.
They human DDoSed us.
Yeah, it was a human DDoS. Yeah. So, I wanted to say something about the badges. Yeah.
So in theory, you guys have pwned DEF CON.
Yeah. We're like, where are you coming from? Is it the same people coming around? And So really sorry about that, but something changed this year, and now your pattern is everybody all at once right at the beginning.
Well, we even increased the number of registration
grants. Yeah, I mean, we have more, we love them, we call them the Reg Grannies, and because there's a whole contingent of people living in the Vegas area looking for work, part-time work, they work for these temp agencies, and they're the nicest people in the world, and they're all retired. So we hire a batch of them every year to hand out the badges. And they're really, really cool to work with. And we just every year increase and increase and increase. And now we physically have run out of space to add them. So next year we'll...
We're full of Reg Grannies.
Yeah. But...
That should be a T-shirt.
Yeah, Registration Village.
Bet you have to have a badge to get in.
Yeah. you have to figure that one out. So the bad situation, for you, you don't really care because you have a badge. But for everybody who doesn't, it turns out, did you tell them about the same processor and all that stuff? So we're not making more badges just because it's a big giant pain to get. Everything's done in quantity and you get lead times and everything. So we can't just do another small run of badges. If we wanted to do these again, we'd probably have to do them in the thousands. And then I overestimated. There's a reason why we have over 1,000 DEF CON 20 badges laying around, because everybody for DEF CON 20 was like, you're going to have 15,000 people. I'm going to bet you're going to have 20,000 people. And we were terrified. So we went out and bought a ton of badges. Like, at one point, I mean, I'll say the number, but I had $60,000 of badges left over. And I'm like, huh, what am I going to do with those? Maybe I'll give them away or get universities to hack on them. And we gave some away to hacking spaces, and we, you know, did whatever we could with them. But not a bad situation this year to be able to give away badges we have laying in inventory that have the same processor that can be flashed to do the exact same thing. And that was not by design. No, that was by design.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yes. That's just how it works.
You got about 3 minutes.
Yeah, so the problem is, somebody on Twitter was saying, like, well, that sucks. How come you can't, you know, manage this? And it's like, we stress out for so long. But did you notice you paid cash? We don't do pre-registration for a reason. We don't want to be an attractive target to subpoenas. So how do I order the right number of badges? And if you can figure that out, it's sort of like the Netflix challenge. If you can optimize my predictive movie rentals by a percent, it's worth a lot of money to me, because I either have not enough badges or thousands too many. Take Bitcoin? Yeah, but you fuckers are going to hack that stuff. And then I'm going to be broke. And then the day after I'm broke, you're going to be rich. And it's going to be like... So... Yeah. Anyway, it's not like we're just asleep at the wheel. We just haven't, there's some hard problem still left, like how to get you all the content, how to get you all registered. But we're working on it. And what's so cool about this community is everybody's pretty forgiving. And when you explain to them, I try to be really transparent about everything. I mean, you don't need to know about the background drama on, you know, like why that screen is not as wide as it should be. But I try to be really... But I try to be as transparent as possible, and I think people respond to that. So that's one of the things at DEF CON. We figure you're adult enough to make your own decision, and so we're just going to tell you what it is. And if you don't like, come up with a different conclusion, then good for you. But we want to close it out, get ready for the next talk and everything. But I just want to really, really, I'm not kidding you. I really, I'm happy you're here, and I really want to welcome you. And just if you have any questions, just ask, because people love teaching, and that's what we're about. So, cool. Have a good time. Come to the parties tonight, and come to the movie screenings.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.